podcast, but I should stop it. I know I should stop it, but it's my preference now. Not to lie, this literally happened to me.
From the crew podcast,
this is where the fun begins.
Add us to your favorites. And keep your browser locked.
One way to reduce your blood pressure: listen to the Veracity podcast.
You didn't hear that, G's so.
Who's down with my G's connect? No disconnect. Are they cat cruise forget?
Welcome on board, Vibe Nation. This is the Veracity podcast. I'm so excited to have you here listening to my voice today. Welcome. Please don't make it your last time. Do well to follow on all streaming platforms. Do well to follow me on social media so you can get notified each time an episode drops. If you're listening on Spotify, please do well to give me a rating. And also follow so you can get notified each time episodes drop. Forget. Okay, what have you been up to? How are you doing? It has been pretty sweet. Yeah, that's been just there basically. But really amazing. I mean, I've been having lots of sweet moments with myself. You know how you're sitting down and you are just smiling and giggling for no reason? No, like there is no reason for the smiles. You did not get sudden credit alert. You did not just hear sudden good news. Like nothing. You're not remembering any amazing moment. Maybe that might be part of it, but for as far as your brain can remember, there is nothing exciting that happened in the past few hours. You're just excited for no reason. It happens to me a whole lot, and I really like the feeling. I asked around, people said it's a good omen. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I mean, it's really nice. I want all of that energy till the end of this year. By the time it should be out, it'll be a new month. So therefore, happy new month! How are you doing? Wherever you're listening from, big shout out to you. Thank you for always clicking the link. Thank you for always coming back. Today's episode was inspired by the I Said What I Said last episode. The one they talked about bleaching, something like that. Shout out to them. So they talked about bleaching and the ladies they had invited to talk. One of them talked about how she had bleached at the time, and I was just remembering my life. I was like, wow, this literally happened to me. Now, they gave scenarios of how some persons bleached because of inferiority complex. They felt left out, they felt not enough and all of that. But that was not my situation. That was not my case. Let me give you a quick gist about my family. We are all dark. Like, they call us blackie, my dad's side mostly. But my mom is not such a dark person. But because she's growing old, maybe that's why the color is changing. While growing up, my mom is not such a dark person. She took after her own mother, who was fair, not very, very fair, but she was fair. She was not a dark person. You would not count dark person and her. You shall get what I'm trying to explain here. So my mom is kind of light-skinned and she does not use our regular cream. While growing up, we use normal Vaseline for kids now, familiar. So we grew up and started school. I started, you know, buying things for yourself. How you started using your own cream, your own soap and all of that. I've been using one particular soap since I left the house to school and where I am now. But for cream, I have had to change cream like multiple times because of my skin type. My skin is very, very dry. Some parts of my body is dry, but others are quite oily and normal and very soft, very, very soft. Now let's go back. Coming from a very dark family, now my thing, my skin is even brightening up. Yeah, I took a look at my old pictures. I literally went on Facebook to search for my old pictures. I'll just compare it, like now and then. No, I have a little bit. No, a shade toner. I'll be, how do they say, a shade lighter. I think that's it. While growing up, when I entered school, university, whenever I'm coming home, I like to come home with stuff. I grew up sharing things with my twin sister. Towel, sponge, like we shared things except toothbrush. So when we entered school, we started having our personal stuff. Because we didn't attend the same school, whenever I'm on holiday, she's in school. Whenever I'm in school, she's on holiday. And so whenever I'm coming back from school, I like to pack my own things and use my stuff. Now, my skin was becoming very sensitive. If I use other people's things, my skin started reacting. My mom was like, is it not you that left home yesterday? I'm like, yeah, it's not me now. It's not me that I did it by myself. That really pissed her off. But I noticed my skin was becoming very sensitive. at that point. So whenever I'm coming home, I like all my cream. All that personal stuff, I like to come with all of it. My mom was very angry. So now on this particular occasion, I came back home and I didn't have my cream. I didn't know I was going to stay that long. I just thought like, okay, 2 days in the house, then go back to school. But unfortunately, I stayed longer, close to like 3 weeks. I came home, I saw my mom's cream. Because my mom is not a very dark person, she used like cream that is a bit for light people. You get? So I started using the cream. I used her cream. It was really cool and it smells so good. I can't even remember the name. So I noticed that my body was changing. I was like, mom, is this your cream? I sure it's not for bleaching. My mom was like, which kind of bleaching? It's bleaching. Now I never bleach. I was like, why is my skin looking lighter? She said, I should go and look for what is doing me. I said, what? So I got back to school. I was like, this thing is really nice. And I went to buy it. I was using it first month. Before I knew it, my legs had different colors. I could not really wear slippers. I could not wear sandals. It was crazy. I had to wear shoes. Then my twin came visiting. She was like, what did they happen? You did bleach. I said, Abel, shut up. Which one did they bleach? You know how offensive it is when people tell you that you are bleaching? It was really very offensive. I was like, why would you use the word bleach? Like, it's just the cream I'm using. I'm not buying Carotone or once you wanted to go and do my skin. And she was like, stop it though. It's not good. Though. That is a black person. It's not. Hey, my team went on and on how you're supposed to cherish your skin. One thing. We are all dark in our family. How would you decide to change your skin tone? Because what? I did not hear the last of it. So that period, our cousin was getting married. So we had to go for my own hostel because she didn't want to go home as well. She came to my hostel. We went together. We got there and one of our other sisters told me, I was like, Odi, you did bleach. I was like, well, this thing, be like, say I don't cast. And I took pictures from that event. It was even today, like today that I'm recording this episode, I went to look at those pictures again. I was like, veracity, you really bleach. Because my face was looking lighter than my whole body. And I was wondering, what would have been the idea behind that? For the record, I had never felt insecure about my skin. I have never felt insecure about my skin. Like, I'm too dark. I have never. I just felt like my legs were very dry because of something happened to me when I went to the village one time. Yeah, that was the reason my legs became very dry, which I have taken a deliberate effort to bring back to normal. But not at any time did I feel insecure about my own skin color. There were times in school, you know how girls hostel, people can bathe anywhere, you know, you see everybody's body and all. There are times that people will be calling me, see as you black, see as your hair black, I'm black. So my hair is supposed to be fair, excuse me. Like, no, now, you know, little shit. I'm like, my whole body is black. My face is black. So what do you expect? I should have a fair bum bum while my whole body is black. I bear rest. I never took it like something like teasing or somebody trying to ridicule me or something because of my skin color. But I've had people say that if they've experienced one form of, without using the word segregation because of their skin color. So persons actually went for jobs. I happened to be in a clique of ladies where they were talking about their experience when they went for ushering jobs. You know, school, you have to hustle for extra money. They went for ushering jobs and this one was complaining that she was not picked. This girl was very tall and very pretty. Because she was dark, they didn't pick her because they didn't have fair people. People have had that experience, but I have never had that kind of experience. But I've had people tell me, oh, you are very dark, you are very dark. I did not even consider that as anything. But that's not to say that black people don't. Why am I calling you black people? I think that's what thing I've been used to. People with dark skin color have experienced one form of what's the word now, kind of left out. Yeah, let me use that for the lack of a better word. People are coming like, we need a fair person. I recently saw a job description. They told me the roles, my responsibility and everything. I was more than qualified. Did I put, please note, this person must be very fair. You must have fair skin color and you must be very tall. 5.10 is no joke, excuse me. But because of my skin color, you're not telling me that I can't apply for that. But actually, it's on my head that I apply. It's none of my business. People should go and sort it out. If they not contact me and not tell me if you have failed or not, I'm black. But it is not fair. I don't know why people have to classify beauty by the color of people's skin. You rate how beautiful people are by looking at their skin color. See, not to even throw shade, not to lie. There are light-skinned people that are not even fine. I have told countless people about this. Being fair does not equate fineness. Being fair does not mean you're automatically a fine baby. You can have very fine and fair skin color. What? All right, very nice. But your face. People now try to place it side by side. Imagine this fair person was a dark person. There are dark people that are very, very beautiful. They are very, very beautiful. Stop trying to make people feel less of themselves because they have a certain type of skin color. I've heard stories of parents going to change their children's skin color because they don't want their children to start feeling left out in the future. They want their children to blend. They want their children to be fair. I actually had this one first-hand experience. I know a lady that gave birth. Where I grew up from, if you give birth to a baby, they'll look at the baby's ear. If the ear is dark, they'll be like, oh, my, this baby go black when you grow up. That kind of thing. So the baby mom was like, no, she will not be black. Oh. But your husband is dark skinned. How come you are rejecting this thing? Is it like a bad thing? Is it a bad omen? Is it that terrible things are happening to dark skinned people that I don't know? I need to be briefed. Talk about racism. Yeah, they do it abroad. But we in Nigeria, we still do it too. We did do one. I've had people say you cannot be in our clique because you are dark. You finally reach the year. No, you finally reach the girl on a normal day. I think we have gotten to a stage where we should put some things behind us. The world is evolving. We are developing. We are advancing each day. This should not even be part of what we should be struggling with at this point. As a people, this is not what we should be bugging ourselves about, the color of some of this skin, that the person is not fine because the person is dark. Now you have the dark skin people coming to say, ladies now, they are coming to say, I don't like fair skin guys. I'm in that class, sir. I don't like them too very fair, but I should stop it. I know I should stop it, but it's my preference now, P. I'm not saying like I don't like them as people. I will not relate with them. I will not like be friends with them. Having like something deeper. I mean, my spec now. Hey, I'm talking about my spec. It can be like, you know, chocolate melon lollipoping. So now, the bottom line of all of these shenanigans I've been saying since is that stop judging people's beauty by the color of their skin. People are going into depression because of how people teach them about their skin color. People have had to hide their kids because people said your pikin too black. People, kids are having to go to the corner in class because they are always picking the fair ones to come and represent the school for one thing. You're making kids feel less of themselves. You're making adults feel less of themselves. Later, we start complaining about depressed adults. I think we can really, really do better. Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talks. Yes, sir. Veracity is still my name. And this is why we call it a wrap. For more juicy and sweet, amazing talk like this, do want to follow me, subscribe on your preferred listening platform, and share. In case you've had experience of this bleaching thing, or we had people teach you about your skin color, or you've actually been the one teasing people about their skin color too, do want to reach out. If you're listening on Spotify, drop me your answers. Just go to the Q&A. Just type your response there. I will see it and I'll read it out on the next one. Till then, keep the energy 100%. Peace, y'all.